From the Midwest United States and the home of the Manchin Entertainment Group, welcome to this very special edition of Manchin Magic, bringing you a behind-the-scenes look from the world of motion pictures, theater, television, animation, music, and the latest news from Manchin Studios and the Manchin Theater for the Performing Arts. Well, it's time to raise the curtain once again on this special edition to see just what's happening right here on Manchin Magic. Welcome back to another great edition of Manchin Magic. I am extremely grateful you've joined us today because this is a big one. Today, we have a very, very special guest with us as the Midwest, and in fact, the entire country, or should I possibly say the entire world, is about to experience a brand new motion picture from an extraordinary producer and director team out of L.A. They've been dear friends in my life, and they are dear friends of the Manchin Entertainment Group. Would you please welcome Deborah Giartana?
Hey, how you doing, everyone? So good to be with you today. Thank you. Thank you, Rick, my good friend Rick and Stephanie. Thank you so much, and all Manchin Entertainment audience. Happy to be with you today.
Well, I cannot tell you how happy I am to have you, Deb, because I'm so excited, and we're going to get right to it. So this project, this motion picture that is premiering this week. It's premiering this week.
Is it
domestically or internationally as well?
This week is domestically, and then next week it starts to roll out in various countries internationally. But this is our big push is this weekend, and when you think that it's taken Ray and I, Ray, my husband, my soulmate, but he and I worked together on this film, and we can get into that in a minute. That's a whole movie of its own.
Exactly.
But what's really great is that we're rolling out this week, and this has been a 10-year journey, Rick.
It's amazing. That's amazing. Well, yes. I think it's about time we let folks know what this movie is. And yes. I got – when you first told me about this months ago, I was so excited about it because there's been different iterations of this story. But this is the quintessential classic version that you've created, and the trailer says that, and I'm so excited to see the film. But the film is called The Tiger Rising, and it stars a dear friend of the Manchin Entertainment Group, Dennis Quaid, and of course Queen Latifah. But tell us, first of all, what is the story of The Tiger Rising?
Oh, well, first of all, let me preface it by saying that The Tiger Rising is based on a very popular children's book that was written, believe it or not, 20 years ago.
Wow.
By two-time Newbery Award-winning author Kate DiCamillo. And many of you know her works from Because of Winn-Dixie, The Tale of Despero, The Magician's Elephant. Yes, this is one of her very first books, and she has said it several times before. This is the only book that is almost autobiographical.
Wow.
Because these characters, these situations in this book that we have had the joy and the honor of creating it into a film, she related to a little bit, well, a lot of inspiration from her own journey when she was younger. And basically, it's the book. Well, a little bit about Kate, you know, she's a brand in the family space, and probably her books combined as of this year, she's probably sold about 40 million copies of her
astounding.
Books.
That's astounding.
It's astounding. And then if you go into any, and families, if you're listening, when your children go into these, have these scholastic book fairs at their schools, basically there's always a shrine of Kate DiCamillo's books. And usually The Tiger Rising is always there and part of all those books because it is on required reading in fourth and fifth grade in America.
That's wild.
So it's really interesting that this particular book took this long to get made into a film, but I think it's because there was, first of all, an appointed time for this movie to come out, given its themes. And it's just, Kate's voice is so profound in the book that my husband, Ray, who's also a writer-director, he had the distinct opportunity to be able to adapt her book, and she gave him the most amazing compliment, and that was out of tons of people that have written and adapted my books for other media. by far, Ray has been one of the two that has captured my voice implicitly. So to a screenwriter that's adapting a piece of work from a major author, that is the ultimate compliment that you can get.
It's a true honor. And what intrigued me, Deb, is that when I first learned about the story, which I did not know this particular story, and then when I saw the trailer, it's intriguing. It's an intriguing story. And I'll tell you later when it flashed back to me some thoughts of some wonderful family films that really touched my heart when I was younger. But this, tell us a little bit about the story.
Oh, absolutely. And it's basically a story, a young boy and a young girl that are 10 years old mm-hmm. and both experiencing the pain of loss. He has experienced the loss of his mother to cancer and his past. He's experiencing the loss, too, of his father that is so stricken with grief, he's having a tough time connecting to his boy. And then he's internalized all this and built a cage around his heart. And because he has this wild imagination, he sometimes can hide in his imagination because that's the only way he can really cope with this emotion, this disappointment,
of course,
loss.
Yeah.
Now you enter a friend that they are like the most unlikely characters, but it's Sistine, played by Madeline Mills, and our young Rob is played by Christian Convery, who you've seen on he's on Netflix's Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth, yep.
Sweet Tooth, and then Madeline, she's just an amazing actor herself. She starred on Broadway for School of Rock. And then she was in Jingle Jangle, her first film, about 2 years ago. Also was on Netflix. But anyway, these two find each other. She's experiencing the loss of a divorce in her family and not able to see her dad as a result of it. Mm-hmm. So where Rob Jr. internalizes everything, Sistine it goes outwardly, and she's just a tyrant. And at school, when the kids try to bully her and Rob, she goes on the defensive and she'll go off and fight where he'll run away.
Gotcha.
But they find each other, and in their pain and their situation, it's funny that, you know, sometimes pain will draw us together. And in this story, it shows you the power of community, that when we have empathy for one another, you could see a miracle happen when you allow yourself to have empathy for someone else's situation. And in this case, that miracle happens because they become friends, and together they discover in the backwoods a caged tiger in this small town in the middle of nowhere.
That is so wild.
And they get the keys, and you'll have to watch the movie about how they get the keys. And it's their journey to unleash this tiger. And it's symbolic of what they're trying to do inside their own heart.
I literally got cold chills when you just said that. And I'm Deb, I'm not kidding you. And you know, it's really funny. My son, on one hand, he doesn't like watching trailers. He'll see every film he wants to see, but he likes seeing them sort of like unaffected, right? With me, yeah. I love trailers. I really do. And when I see a trailer that is true to the heart, and that was what happened when I saw your trailer, I say this from my heart, Deb, is that it affected me to the point where, and my wife, who was sitting next to me, and we sitting there going, okay, this is going to be a great film. And you can feel it when you're watching, because you know, sometimes you'll watch a trailer and go, I don't know. This case, you have to go. It's like a must-see. And in fact, we're counting down the hours till we get into our theater seats to see it. But it's exciting. Tell me a little bit more. It's an incredible cast that surrounds these kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. We got so much favor when we went out to pursue the casting on the kid roles for Sistine and Rob Jr. There was definitely a huge casting call, and Ray auditioned so many young kids. It was incredible. I can't believe how much talent there is out there. But then through our close relationships in the business, we were able to then get to Queen Latifah, which even 10 years ago when Ray was adapting that character of Willie Mae, he had her in mind.
Wow.
So for us at the right time to get her and then her to really resonate, especially with the Rob Jr. character, because she said too, in my childhood, it was rough. But I was so grateful that I had my imagination. You know, I'm an artist. And that you're born an artist. And then over the time, you develop your craft as an artist to make you – so your art becomes even more, you know, compelling, because your art is not just for you. Your art is for others.
That's exactly – man, you just spoke to my heart, Deb. You just said it. Every gift we were given, every talent, every gift, it was never about us. It was to share with others unconditionally and touch their hearts. And wow, I can't believe – I'm so glad you said that.
That's Queen Latifah.
Yeah. Oh, she's a. I'm such a fan. I am such a fan. She's amazing.
You're just gonna love her, and she has and delivers the most compelling line in the movie. And basically, it's in the trailer, so I can actually say it here too. But you know, when she's confronted and she's looked at like a prophetess to the kids, and she's they're together having this very serious conversation. And then she turns around and she looks at them and she says, nobody's going to rescue you. You have to rescue yourself.
There you go. Wow.
And it's a strong line, but it is so true that we have within us, Rick, what it takes to survive.
That's it.
And then when we reach out to others and we help others, it strengthens even more of that courage to survive.
God.
And not just, you know, and then we move into thriving. It's more than just surviving. It's then thriving. So it's a beautiful evolution. And then we've got Dennis Quaid.
Yes. And a wonderful member of the family here at the Mansion Entertainment Group and the Mansion Theater. He's performed here as well.
That's fantastic.
Oh, no. Dennis is dear friends here with our partner here, Larry, as you know.
Great.
And
great.
We are so excited for Dennis as well. And I'm sure it was fun to work with him.
Was the icing on the cake.
I'll bet.
And we are so grateful for D. He embodied that character. When he stepped into that role, he created it something of his own. And wow. I have to tell you a little bit of trivia here. We shot the movie in 2019, okay? Before this Tiger King character came out.
Oh, that's wild.
And then when we saw that first Tiger King thing on that documentary on Netflix, Dennis called Ray and said, that's our character from Tiger King. That's Beecham.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
Oh, my gosh. Who would have thought? We came first, though. We had that character.
I got
first.
It. Loud and clear. It's official. Absolutely.
But man, was he fun to work with. The kids loved working with him as too. And you know, and then of course, one of the biggest characters is of course, Sheikah.
Yes.
And Sheikah is our tiger. And Sheikah was our first one we cast in the movie. In fact, 10 years ago, we went out to Eric Wells. He is, he raised Sheikah as a cub and rescued her. And then, of course, he has the most amazing company called Hollywood Animals. And it was Sheikah that was also in The Hangover. I don't know if you know
that's
that.
Pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy.
And she was also in We Bought a Zoo with Matt Damon.
Oh, I love that movie.
I know, right?
although it makes me cry. I sit there and just weep watching that film.
Precious. But the interesting part of it is this is a good thing is we had a special private small tiger unit that was shooting all the tiger scenes because never was the tiger with cast.
Too much
liability. You just don't do that. It was an extremely safe set. And then because Ray and I come from high-end visual effects,
yes,
we have been doing Marvel films and working with all the major studios, consulting for visual effects for years. on the high end side. So we called in all of our favors for our movie, and basically what we did were split screens.
Oh, so that's pretty cool.
It's so seamless, but you can see some of the most emotional scenes of the kids by the cage, and the tiger was never in the cage.
Wow. Deb, you know what? I am so, so proud of you guys and aww, so blessed to know you. And I really mean that, Deb. You guys have, I know, I've known you so long, and I've known your heart. I've known Ray's heart, and I've known that you have one desire, and that's to touch other people's lives with hope. And,
absolutely.
And I think that's what brought you and I together from the beginning. And I've got to tell you something. I have a funny feeling that this will go down as a classic. And oof, I'm very excited that the film... Now, I know you have got other interviews to do around the world, but I want to just make sure everyone knows they can see this film starting January 21st. From then on, it will be in theaters across the country, so check that's your right local theater listings. Right. And of course, right, here in the Midwest, obviously, it's everywhere. So make sure you check it out Friday. In fact, I'll be, like I told you, I'll be one of the first screenings, so I'm excited about that. And then it's going to be traveling internationally, you said, within a week. So it'll be opening outside the United States, which we're very excited about. And as you know, our animation division is in Europe as well. So I'm going to tell our guys over there about it.
Yes. Please do, Rick. I can't thank you enough. And I can't thank your amazing audience for taking time to hear our heart and our journey, and hope it inspires you. Listen, even if you give up on dreams, which is tied to your purpose, they never give up on you.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Deb Giratana, and please, our best to Ray, and of course, to the world premiere of The Tiger Rising, January 21. Deb, thank you so much.
God bless. Thanks so much.
You too. Bye-bye. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that Deb joined us on Mansion Magic for this very, very special episode. And I urge you to go see The Tiger Rising at a local theater near you, no matter what it takes. Take the family, take your groups, take everyone. It is a film that will literally change your life. And we are so, so, so grateful to have Deb Giratana as part of the Mansion Entertainment Group family. And, of course, our dear friend Dennis Quaid starring in the film and much more. So do me a big favor. Check it out. The Tiger Rising, produced by Deb Giratana, directed by Ray Giratana, and an all-star cast, including Queen Latifah, and much, much more, opening January 21 nationwide. We'll see you soon on the next edition of Mansion Magic.